Hi guys, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So my energy is low because I'm very, very tired, very, very sleep deprived because of work and all that stuff and the other. But I did want to do not a recap of like an episode or a season or anything. I'm actually just going to discuss a couple on Married at First Sight. Sorry about my voice, very, very tired. I need like a shot of energy shot or like, what is it? I keep forgetting what it's called. What is it? Caffeine or something. I need more caffeine. But anyway, what I wanted to talk to you guys about was Married at First Sight season 18, aka the last season that Married at First Sight was on Hulu. But yeah, so I want to talk about one couple in particular, and that is Michelle and David. And let me make sure I have this information correctly while I'm talking to you guys, because again, I'm tired and I want to make sure I say the correct information to you guys and not mislead you in any way. And I'm afraid that like I probably will mislead you if I don't, pardon me, that was yawn, if I mess this up. Because I'm tired, like I said. So season 18, which is the last season of Love Island USA that was on Hulu / Lifetime. Right. I watch it on Hulu. It premiered I know they're ahead by a year with this, but it premiered, it ended on the 25th of March of last year. So, let me see if I get this right. Give me a second. Yes, okay, so season 18 premiered on the 15th of October, 2024, and it ended, like I said, on the 25th of March, 2025. And before then, whatever. So, pretty much, the dictator of the USA was still in office. Is in office. Can't stand the dude. Anyway, don't like that. I've said that multiple times. I have an issue with Michelle. In the USA, gas prices are extremely high, food is extremely high, everything is very expensive in general because of the dictator. So my issue with Michelle specifically, and this is the only person I'm talking about, I can go in depth on what I think of. Let me get the cast. I just missed it. I have to go down. Sorry. About Ime and her husband in the show too, and the fact that I don't even think he likes her in general, and go in depth on that. If he liked you, he would spend time with you. He would want to answer the questions. He doesn't like you. That's all I'm going to say. That's it. That's all. And I also think that he is intimidated that you're a big shot. You are an independent woman that can carry her own, and you have your own house, and he's intimidated by your lifestyle. Oh. You need to find someone that isn't. But anyway, getting back to why I made this podcast. I mean, this episode. Not podcast, this episode. I want to talk about Michelle and David. My issue, like I said before, in the USA, because of the dictator, everything's expensive. It's hard. It's easy. Oh, sorry, brain not working. It's hard to live by yourself, because everything's expensive. Rent keeps going high and high in the USA. Higher and higher. It's like you bought a home. It's literally the same price, pretty much. Living by yourself is extremely expensive. It would be better if you live with roommates. But you don't know if you're going to get along with the roommates. And this, that, and the other. And people are living with significant others and friends and family. Okay. Everything's expensive. Why are... And the thing with Michelle, I know what her issue is. Her issue is he was... Let's go back to his age. Which for me, I don't think it matters. He's 36 years old, which is... Wait, am I looking at the right people? Yeah, I mean, okay. He's 36 years old. He's living with his parents. There's nothing wrong with that. Things in the USA are expensive. There's nothing wrong with living with your parents. At all. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with living with your parents. He lives in his parents' basement. There's nothing wrong. The economy in the USA sucks ass. It's terrible. There's nothing to lower cost of living. Living with your parents is not a bad thing. In her mind, it's bad. You live with your parents. There's nothing wrong with that. If you live with your parents, if you're a woman, you're living with your parents because you are a dude. There's nothing wrong with that. Things in the USA are very expensive. Let's lower the cost. Everybody already pays for their health insurance, their pets' insurance. Car, rent, this, that, and the other, okay? Why not eliminate an expense and live with your parents? Again, like, for me personally, again, I'm going to say my age here. I'm 32. I live with my mom. I live with my mom with my two sons who are dogs. I pay everything for my dogs. I pay all the bills I have. I help pay for utilities and water, this, that, and the other, okay? So I still pay and help contribute for the household, right? But there, like I said, paying rent plus everything that has to deal with that, which could be like $2,000 a month. How about having to spend less money, and then if your family is okay with that, with you staying, and a lot of people now, because the job market in the USA sucks ass, especially if you live in Florida, why not just stay and live with your parents? And if when you move out, you're either you're moving out to live with friends or you're moving out to live with a partner, then do that. There's nothing wrong with him living with his parents, no matter how old you are. Like, I remember talking to someone during intermission while watching a musical. I think the musical was Hell's Kitchen. And we were talking about, like, jobs and this, that, and the other. Because I do go to a lot of events and stuff like that. And they're like, you know, things are expensive. How do you go to all this? I'm like, you know, I live with my mom. That helps, like, helps me be able to afford all the shows that I can go. Plus, I buy my tickets way ahead of time. I don't buy my tickets last minute. So, like, that helps as well. And just because David lives with his parents, that doesn't mean, like, even if he doesn't help them or he can move, he won't move out. And I remember one of David's friends was like, well, he's like, which I think it was like cocky, he's like a little bit cocky in a way, when he was like, well, I own, I'm like, okay, dude, I don't care if you own. He's like, I own blah, 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 a house, and it's this, I pay $1,000 a month. What, you rent? You rent? How much is your rent? And she's like, $2,000. She's like, yeah, see, I just pay less than you. I'm like, I don't care. Like, what's, okay, like, what does that have to do with anything? And he's like, well, David could rent if he wants to, but he wants to save and buy a house with his future, what, this, that, and the other. I'm like, okay, cool. But, like, here's the thing, not everybody wants to buy. Because, again, buying a house, you have to do everything. I know, like, renting, you have to, like, if the buyer of the home decides to sell the place, then you're screwed. But, like, me personally, I rather rent than buy. Because when you buy a house, you have everything relies on you. Something breaks, this, that, and the other. Anyway, but all in all, why I made this was stop hating on people that live with their parents. Some live with their parents until they get married or move in with their significant other or a friend or something, or decide to move out. Like, you can be at any age and live with your parents. It doesn't mean that person's lazy at all. It a lot of the times it's like they want to save up and they only want to leave their house if they're moving in with their significant other. People can move out when they want to move out. Stop judging people because they're staying in their parents' house until they get married. Or they, and what I heard with David was he lived by himself. It was, things got very expensive, and then he moved in. And what I also saw was a lot of people, since the pandemic happened, they moved in with their parents, and the only way they moved out of their parents' home was they moved in with other roommates. Again, they're not living by themselves, they're living with other people to afford the place, right? Or they're living with their parents, or they're living with a significant other, this, that, and the other. They're not living by themselves. If they are, then they're making sure it's not, like, the best, greatest thing in the world. So stop judging people. Just because people live with their parents, that doesn't mean they don't pay anything, and then their parents are paying everything. That doesn't mean that. That means they are wanting to live a life that they're not struggling paycheck to paycheck. Because let me tell you this. I rather live with my mom, with my two babies who are dogs, than struggling. Like, it's already tough enough because of, like, with everything being expensive and being, like, paycheck to paycheck because of that, right? But having to being even more, but I'm still having some wiggle room, But I would hate to be even more paycheck to paycheck, even more sleep deprived and tired because I'm not even paycheck to paycheck. I'm literally like struggling even more and having to get like 4 or 5 jobs to be able to sustain myself. I know friends that have 3, 4, 5 jobs. They don't live with their parents. They live either with a roommate or they live by themselves or friends and stuff like that. And they literally have like multiple jobs. And like I said, with the person I was talking to when I was seeing Hell's Kitchen, she was like, oh, so you live with like a roommate or with friends because the economy is terrible. To be able to, you know, do all you do, you must have like 3, 4 jobs, like I was selling. And I was like, no, I live with my mom. So again, I don't have to get like the 3, 4 jobs. You see what I mean? Stop judging people because they live with their parents and their parents are willing to like have them stay at their house and stay there until they get things sorted or they want to leave. And like for me personally, I'm like, unless I'm like, it for me personally, if I, the only way I would leave is if the place that I want to live, my dream place, roommate or number one would be roommate or like friend or something, and while living there in like New York, dream place to live in New York, I'm not work or back home in Canada, like, or somewhere, that I'm able to not be, number one, paycheck to paycheck. Number one, paycheck. I don't want to be paycheck to paycheck. I don't want to have a zillion and two jobs. And what I'm seeing with when it comes to Michelle is she'd rather him have a zillion jobs and have his own place than, oh, be able to afford things and live in his parents' basement. And what I saw was, like, he lives in his basement. So, like, the only time his parents come in is to wash. So, but the thing is, Michelle, I feel like if Michelle didn't know he lived in his parents' basement, she would be fine with him and like David. I think it's just the parents thing. And she's like, oh, I don't know, you know. It's the parents thing. And then she's like, oh, well, I don't want to downsize. It's not downsizing. He's in that situation because he's like, I'm not going to pay rent. I have money that I'm saving to buy a house with my wife and live there. Which makes sense, especially since everything is expensive. Like, come on, girl. You're harped on that he lives in his parents' house, unmarried. He doesn't have to live. Excuse me. He doesn't have to live by himself or with roommates. So what? Like, you said his, like, the basement looked like a frat house. It would have looked like a frat house if he had his own place or he had a roommate. Like, come on now. You're one of those people that, and I've met them too. Like, and I see them too. They judge people on where they live. Like, oh, you're like out of college and you still live with your parents, like, okay, or you're in your 30s or you're in your end of your 20s and you live with your parents, okay, and do you know how expensive everything is now? If you have parents that are willing to support you and like cut off of expenses, aka like rent, help you pay, like, then that's great. And I believe, like, David, like me, like a lot of people else I know that live with their parents, like, they help pay with things like water, electricity, this, that, and the other. The difference is when you're living by yourself or with friends, roommate, right, out of the house, you're paying all or... Yeah, you're paying all of it, or half of it, one or two, right? Right, you're paying, like, meaning, you're paying all electricity, water, rent, this, the other things that you have to pay for in total, right? Which is like $2,000, right? Or you are paying, and this is by living by yourself or with roommates, or each of you have to pay $2,000, right? So you're each giving $2,000 for, so you're both paying it. So, no, I pay for the electricity, the water, the utilities, the water, Spectrum, the cable, this, that, like, let's say, like, we have 8 things in total you have to pay, like, I pay half of that, right? Then having to pay, like, the whole, $2,000 plus everything else, like, come on. This is why a lot of us have like three, four jobs. Like, no, come on. The less money, and then you can't really hang out with people because all your money is going to rent and bill. All the bills you have to pay, so you can't really go out. And I know people like that too. They have, again, 3 jobs, living with roommates or by themselves, and they're working paycheck to paycheck. What Michelle wants, like, they live by themselves, they don't live with their parents, they're working paycheck to paycheck, and you're saying, can you go out? And you're like, no, I don't have money to. You see what it is? Compared to, like, someone like David and, like, someone like me and other people I know, is they do have wiggle. They because they're living with their parents, they still pay, you know, utilities and stuff like that. But they might be also, because everything is expensive, paycheck to paycheck, but they do have a little bit of wiggle room that they can go out to see you on your birthday on Friday. Why? Because they have that wiggle room. Unlike some people that have like 3 or 4 jobs to be able to like have somewhere to stay, they don't have, they're like, oh, do you want, can you do Friday? And you're like, and they're like, no, I don't have money to, because all my money went to bills, like, because rent is $2,000. You get what I mean? So the reason I made this was, stop judging people that live with their parents, especially when everything is so expensive. Renting nowadays is literally the same price as buying a house. So be more lenient. People that are living at home are still paying money to help with the house that they live in, you're like, oh, Susie lives by herself, she can't go. But Jacqueline lives with her parents, and she can come out one here and there. You see the difference? Susie lives with her parents, so instead of her paying $2,000 plus utilities and everything else, she's not paying all that. So all of that your friends are like, yeah, they're someone that lives with their parents, they're still independent people. They're still paying bills, still paying their car insurance, their health insurance. Like I said, I pay everything for my children who are dogs. I pay everything for myself. I pay all my subscriptions that I have, I pay them. I pay water, I pay electric, other things as well. But I still have, there's like some months that I'm like, I can't go out as much, or I don't at all go out, right? But I have more leeway than some people that, like, even though they have more jobs than I have, they have 3 or 4 jobs. I can go here unless I have work, right? So this is what I'm trying to say is, do not discriminate and be disrespectful to people that live with their moms. It's a good thing because they are literally trying to save money at the end of the day. And this is why I don't like Michelle from season 18 of Married at First Sight. And I would have thought she would be more understanding, because what I've heard from her sister was her and Michelle came from a low income family. They couldn't really do this and the other. I would have expected her to be like, oh, you're staying with your parents to save money for, like, you know, when you get married or to get this big house. And then I'd be like, oh my gosh, okay, you get it. But she's like, no, I'm not downsized. No one's trying to downsize you. No one is. He has the money to. He's saving money. So stop. Well, that's it. That's all I have for you guys today. I'll talk to you guys soon.